XS Mobile listening.
HXS. KN4VWA.
Go ahead, KB2HXS here.
JLVWA over here. I tell you, I guess we're the only ones on the radio these days.
That's okay. If anybody else wants to jump in, they're welcome to. But go ahead, Steve.
He's got to have at least the value of the steel out of the thing.
Knowing what that is, we'll talk about that off the air, I guess, huh?
Good. Tell you, he was $30 for it.
Okay, well, I think I can come out of my wallet with that. You know, I can let some of the moths out of my wallet for that one.
You better get some little tiny sunglasses painted on them $10 bills. I'll put them on Alexander Hamilton for that. Because I know yours haven't seen daylight in a while.
Yeah. Wise guy.
Hey, so anyhow, he said that thing had been an insert. Do you have a fireplace?
In the basement, I do.
Well, I'm thinking the only thing you'd have to come up with would be the side shield, you know, side top trim. But you can get that out of flat steel anywhere.
Well, I tell you what, sometime in the near future, the next week or so, maybe come by and take a look, and what I would need to have done is somebody look at the chimney or do a chimney sweep or just kind of certify that the chimney's okay. And heck, I put it downstairs in the basement, and then vent it up through the flue, and heck, man, I'd probably warm that basement up and then run a fan upstairs.
You do know where all the heat from the basement's going to go, don't you?
Let me guess, up?
So that'd be just about a perfect situation, and you would not have to put in any of that metal chimney stuff through your roof.
Oh, exactly. But like I say, I would just want somebody to take a look at my chimney, someone who's more knowledgeable than me of it, and just take a look and make sure there's nothing out of alignment. I know it's aligned. I can see when I was up on the roof the other day, it's got those caps on there, the little animal caps. And debris caps on there, and I just want to make sure you can look down and it's, you know, it's in good shape still.
Does it look like it's ever had a fire in it?
I'm sure these are original with the house.
My signal's going to get a little bit weak. I'm over here on 101, but I'm coming up on 101 on Burns Smith Parkway, Highway 80. So it's pretty little thin over here for a short time, so. Well, it's yours if you want it, and you and I can definitely put a fan on the back of it and have that puppy ready to go.
Yeah, no, definitely want it. Yeah, I'm down here on 276, getting ready to cross under 85, I think. I think there's 85 here, and I'm making my way down towards Simpsonville.
All right. Well, you just bought a wood stove. Oh, me. And I got a source for those little thermal switches, too.
Cool. Oh, heck yeah. Let's do it. Yeah, will we wait till after Christmas, or we got to do it this week, or what?
No. We could probably do it between Christmas and New Year's.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got a double install to do the 27th and 28th, so maybe we do it right after that. It's going to warm up a little anyway.
Well, so you must have a dual system to go into somebody's house.
Yep, I do.
Well, you've been busy. You've been real busy. So where's Jimmy right now?
Home, I think. I don't know what he's got going on. Every time I call him, he yells at me, "What'd you break now?" or "It's too cold to be out there," or gives me some kind of nonsense.
I think Jimmy may be just about ready to retire, don't you think?
No, I can't lose him now, no.
I hope he doesn't retire on you, because now I don't know anybody else as good as him. Besides, you two are just like bees in a pod, babe. Like, hey, as Forrest Gump would have said, like peas and carrots.
He's my Jenny.
Listen, I don't want him to think we're bragging on him.
Oh, I think we're okay. I'll give him a call and I'll explain it to him. Yeah, like peas and carrots.
Meantime, how many you got coming into your house for Christmas Day?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 7, 9, because Patch and his wife is coming over.
Oh, yeah? Well, hey, what about your buddy from up at Long Island? What was his name?
Joe, and his call letters are N2IOZ. That's his call letters. He's still up there. I talk to him every couple of days.
Well, so he just hasn't figured out how to get down here yet, huh?
He's got a couple of hurdles before he leaves Long Island. You know, and I'll discuss that off the air.
I think I know what you're talking about or referring to. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, he'll figure it out one of these days.
I mean, he had a couple of good, he looked at some really nice homes, and unfortunately, you know, got some opposition from the XYL, you know. She wants it just perfect and just so, so I'm like, okay, whatever.
Here's the other issue, bud. I think he may have missed his opportunity on moving his house fast.
Rates, you know, they bumped them up another half a percentage, and that really, it basically, it tightens everything up, you know.
That in itself was the goal, so slow things down. Well, in the meantime, it'll work out at some point.
My opinion is it was the wrong way to do it. Anyway, I'm pulling up to the customer's house, so let me get back out of here. I will talk at your face later.
Well, listen. Did you talk to him soon? Tell Joe, happy ho-ho, you old ho.
See you later.
Yay, clear X final.
KB2HXS, out.